what it is. Yo, what it is, Bang? What it is? You can't see me?
Ah, look.
Niggas
is starting on us with the background.
looking like Marcus Spears' twin.
Yo, where the mama?
You know Stephen A. You know still. I was out there in Louisiana.
Yo, I'm glad to hear from y'all, man. What's going on, man? What we talking about now? What's good? What's popping out here? There's a lot of things going on out here, man.
I already know, kid. We just gonna get to it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get it, man. Let's get it. I'm here. Yo, Vague, what it is, man? You out there dropping some fire out there, man. I don't think cats is paying that shit any attention. What you do?
That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're going to get to today. Like,
whenever there's a drought, it's your umbrellas out. I mean, that's what I do. I just wait for the drought.
Yo, from what I heard, man, I was like, damn. I said, yo, what they in there doing? He in there chefing.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. They're going to have to come to God. They're going to have to.
Word.
What I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a couple things going on, man. I'm sitting here. First off, shout to Bars and Who's Radio. Shout to the R-Cast.
Yes, sir.
You know how it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Got a couple things, man. I see they talking about Fred the Godson. Now, I have saw that picture earlier, and he put it up. They said he was 100% on the ventilator.
Yeah, now they saying he had 70%.
Word. Oh, God.
Word.
That actually shocked me, man. And you know, Fred is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You know, Fred is one of my favorites. He's one of my favorites out there, man. He's one of the last, like, rappers that really take pride in their bars.
100%. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So that really, really hit me. And you know, I subscribe to him on Facebook and all the social media, and he does that thing called where he drops a new song every Friday, whatever Freestyle Friday, whatever you want to hear.
Yeah,
you hit him up and let him know what beat you want him to rap to, and by the end of the day, he'll drop that.
He on it.
So I'm talking about he's on his craft. Every time you turn around, he's with the heat makers making. When I saw that, it just hurt me, man. It hurt me. Come on, Fred. Get up out of there, man. Let's go shake this thing, man. Let's go, man.
Yo, man, it just comes back to what we always be talking about, kid. Even before this whole COVID-19 thing, bro, it's like we was always talking about eating right and getting in shape and doing keto and all of that. Now you see how all of these dudes is out here dropping and, you know what I mean, catching this virus and it ain't looking good. We blessed right now. Babe, I know you got
it. I told people, he like Vague. I told him, he like Vague. He like Vague, man. Avocados, rice, beans, you know what I mean?
That's it.
He like Vague, man. I'm telling you, man. That's why I mean, but it's so crazy. Like that's what I've been in school for. You know what I mean? Being a nutritionist. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a word?
So I've been doing that. You know what I mean? Nutritionist, I was a big dummy.
Damn it, like, you should have been eating right.
I'll
tell you, I'll tell you this, you know what, after watching all of this and you know going on and everything, it's just I want to say a wake-up call, you know what I mean? It's funny, you know, I was just sitting here looking at some old family videos that we took all this year, last year, and the year before. And I was like, yo, I have gradually gotten bigger every year. This is ridiculous.
Boy. Yo. So
it's like, you know what? And that's one of those kind of things I'm just like I'll show you a picture from 2008 or 2010. And cats be like, shot. They be like, yo, that's not you. I'm like, wow, man.
So you wasn't doing no 10-year challenge.
Nah.
Your boy is like, hell no.
Yo, the 10-year challenge for me would have been a marshmallow pack and then Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters.
Yo, I'm telling you, man. Listen, man. I try to tell them, man, listen. But that's me. I've always eaten like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never, you know what I mean? I never ate no Chinese food. I never, you know what I mean? I eat pork. So it was like my biggest thing, like, probably like 8 to 10 years ago was like, I was like, damn, I'm about to give up oxtail. Like, that was the biggest challenge.
Oxtail,
and then when it was time to give up the dairy, I was like, damn, I got to say goodbye to mac and cheese. Like, you know what I mean? So it was like, you got to, you know what I mean? I was like, I got to do it. But the thing about it is, the good thing about it is when you move away from stuff and you off it for a while, it's you don't miss it. So, like, if you need to, like say if you want to treat yourself and sprinkle it in, it's cool because you know you can walk away from it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I haven't had that. Like, I haven't had no red meat in about 8 to 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Dills, no, that just sounded like Spanish to me. He was
word
like,
the mother. He said, no red meat, champ.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, when I had to give up oxtail, that was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is red meat. So, yeah, you're right. No lamb chops, none of that.
It was none of that.
I had to
give that up. It was like, nah, I can't. It was over. So after that, it was just like, you know what I mean? I still cook it, though. I just don't eat it. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you don't hold the kids to that? Like,
nah, the family going to look at you like, family going to be like, that's your diet. Like, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
That's you. Like, that's your diet.
You be all right. It's bad. Yeah, like, crazy. I got to say this, though. You know what? Like you said, you know, this COVID-19 thing is hitting the African-American, Latino-American community really hard.
Yeah.
And like we were saying, it has a lot to do with the health aspect. You know what I mean? I can't. It's to me, it's a lot like even if you don't feel like it's you got to play your part in the whole deal. You got to like go as far as like not doing this and not doing that. Try subtle things. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like give up the chips and candy first. Right?
Yeah. Give up the. Listen, sugar is the main part. That's why there's no sugar in my tea. I don't drink tea with no sugar. I never drunk no energy drink. You know what I mean? Like, I know, like I said, everybody can't be vague. Everybody can't smoke and not drink. I get it. Everybody can't be like that. But I'm just saying, like, it start with one. Like, do 10 push-ups and 10 jumping jacks. It don't gotta be 25, 50. It don't gotta be 100. You ain't gotta be like, you know what I'm saying? Just do 10.
Right.
Just do 10 of everything a day. It's okay. You'll get to, you know what I mean? But do some jumping jacks. Get your heart moving. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, when you start doing that and your body start flowing and you feeling good, mm-hmm. you will get to a point where you'll get to a point where you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, go ahead. Like, you know what? I feel good. I want to eat right. I don't want to mess this feeling up. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you caught in the lady and all that. You like, damn. We on this conversation is going well. I don't really want to mess this feeling up.
Yeah. You know?
Like that. When you start doing your jumping jacks and all that, you be like, yo, you know what? I don't even want to mess this up. Like, I'm up 4:30. I'm up 4:30 jumping jacks, push-ups, crunches and all that. So that way my heart and all that is moving at a different pace by the time I walk out that door.
I hear that, man. Shout to you, man. Shout to you, because I that's one thing I got to say I got to do now, man. I got to really, like, show that discipline. You know what I mean? So my background is looking nuts right now. Let me go right back. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, the GVR, you know what I mean?
That's going crazy.
Work,
but in the midst of that, though, I gotta say that this quarantine also pulled out some good hip hop, though.
You said it pulled out some good hip hop.
Yeah, like some old, like now it's we getting the stuff that was buried . Uh-huh. Like you got RZA and DJ Premier battling tomorrow. Son.
I can't wait for that.
I really can't, son.
I can't wait for that. Vague, what you think? Come on, fam. What you think about that, Vague? You can't tell me you ain't excited about that one.
I want to see, like, because that's like, are they just battling with just all joints or they joints?
All of their, the catalog, whatever they got in their catalog. But RZA came out and said he got some joints that nobody heard yet.
He said so some ODB joints that nobody heard.
But you know, Primo got something in the stash too.
Yo,
Primo got something in the stash.
That's what's up. I'm just like, it's gonna be fun because you're gonna really see how deep their catalog is. Because you know, it's gonna be like, oh, shucks, I didn't even know he did that.
Yo,
man, I didn't even know he did that.
Do y'all remember a joint that DJ Premier did with this kid called Sonny?
Hell,
yo. The kid Sonny had won the BET 106 and Park thing. It was a while back. I mean, it was a while back. And he did this.
Yeah, I know you.
I got to find it, son. I hope he play it. Because I thought that was one of the best produced tracks I ever heard in my life, son. And I said, why did he give it to this kid? I'm surprised, man. And it was fire. Oh, man. His name is Sonny.
Yeah, that's gonna wake up a lot of people, man. That battle, because a lot of these joints, some people just didn't even need to do no live battles. Like sometimes people see people do things on Instagram and then try to recreate it and just epic fail. You know what I mean?
And you're like, what the hell are you doing?
You know what I'm saying?
It's like wow. It's like,
yeah,
it's
why?
Like, why do it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's like Little John and T-Pain. Who wanna hear that?
Exactly. Like,
who
come on.
Hear that? Don't get me wrong. Little John had his own era. T-Pain had probably like about 5 minutes. But I gotta say,
but maybe
who really listening for that? Like, we wasn't listening.
I mean, maybe they, maybe they. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe like that South and stuff. You know what I mean?
I think you're right. Okay, I gotta give you that. You're right. We thinking in New York and hip hop is, and you know we notorious for that. You know what I mean? But even then, T-Pain wasn't one of the best producers down there. Like, I don't understand. Like, don't get me wrong. He has some joints. But if you're going to put Little John, it should have been Little John versus Manny Fresh.
Ah, he still would have got smacked. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, certain artists, certain producers just don't have beats that are made to battle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Manny Fresh, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, battling like that's not you.
Yeah, you party like Little John. What? Like, you know what I'm saying? Party music like that ain't nothing to have people screw their face up. Like, ooh, you hear that chop? Like that sample is me.
I would want to see like. Well, he'll probably be like Zane. He'd be like Thanos. Dr. Dre would be like Thanos.
What?
Dr. Dre. Like,
yo, hit him with it, Steals. Let's go.
Hold on. Now, I just want to hear Vague first. Let him finish. Hold on, Vague. Finish that thought.
No, I'm just saying because it would just have to be like a lot of producers would have to just jump in and out. Like, they have to form the Avengers, like, to keep going. Like, it's his catalog probably crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
yo. But nah, I can't front though, babe. Like, you know, once you said Thanos, I was thinking that you were speaking in terms of, yo, I'm going to take it. His stone, and his stone. I'm going to add it to my club. Because you never know that Eric B. and Mailman blew it up a long time ago. Like, yo, Dre ain't really the one that's doing everything. It's me and so-and-so that been doing these beats.
But,
yeah, no, he grabbed them. No, he grabs them up and be like, yo, look. But what I'm saying is, what Dre does, like, and I've witnessed it, like,
yeah,
they might it's just like when Jay, like you made it a hot line and he makes it a hot song.
Got you.
So what I'm saying is like they might be like, yo, son, this joint is crazy, and Dre would be like, oh, word, you know what? He'll take his music knowledge and be like, He'd be like, I'm gonna get so and so. I'm gonna get some like Wizard Hunt or something. Fly him in from Switzerland and let him play the bass on this joint. Like, he turns it into music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he turns it into music, and he'd just be like, yeah, he have like the Scott Storches and all that in the camp, but they learn from him. And then when they leave, he give them a drum package and all that. And that's why Scott drums is better. Like Scott will tell you, like my drums is Dre drums.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you also got to say, I also got to say about Dre. Dre is more of a, he's more of a producer than a composer. You know what I mean? By that? Like yeah. Big difference. He can listen to something and want to fix it and arrange it and put things in its place where somebody could just compose and make. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No.
Yeah,
he produces. He's a producer. He one. That's why I said when I give a person a compliment, when I be like, yo, you remind me of like a Dr. Dre. Like producers, what I'm talking about is somebody that says, okay, here go the beat. Now you rhyme to the beat, and I'm gonna turn it into a record.
Right.
Now when you get the record back, it don't sound nothing like when you sent it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's
you know what I mean? Because he got his musical knowledge is crazy. I'm telling you, because he'd be like, because that's what I said. I would have him going to the joint like,
you want to laugh? There's a couple joints that Dre made that I think are just, and you know where the samples came from.
Yeah,
when he did the joint with him and Snoop. A couple of them. The one that he sampled, is nothing but a G thing, baby.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this. The thing about that sample is, even though the person that created the original song, it's like it don't even belong to him. Because the first time you hear it, when you hear that do 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 do, do 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 do.
Yeah.
You ain't think about the original song. You think about ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
100%.
So it's like he really and then the joint with that he did for NWA off the Silver sample. That is he got some joints, man. Where you like
because his musical knowledge, like. You know what I mean? And he taps it in with the, like, he just likes what I'm saying. Like, composing and arranging is crazy. I'm telling you. Because he's like, all you Africans out there buying perms. if it take my life for this little baby to live, I'm a dead motherfucker. Woke up, jumped out my bed.
Word, that's crazy.
My homies little half dead.
Word. those is like the B-side joints. Them ain't even like the mainstream joints. You
that's
know?
What I'm saying.
But give me a producer that you think is just so underrated that would shine in a battle like this. Vay. I already know who you're going to say, Stills.
Who?
Knife Wonder.
I was going to go with Knife, but P-Rock too.
But P-Rock is not underrated, yeah, though. Everybody know he is.
He's not underrated. Yeah, but Knife Wonder for sure.
What you think, Vay?
Knife Smash and everything.
Are we going joints or are we going beats?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to go beats because at the end of the day, the joints is on the artist, kind of.
Yeah.
So if we going beats, like, a person that I think is real underrated is like Sha Money XL.
Oh yeah, shout out to Sha Money.
Okay,
because he has that, like, he will put you in that mode where it's like, and if he got somebody that like to produce for,
yeah,
like he really like he did the whole Book of Ali is Sha Money XL. Like
wow.
Like,
got that.
Yeah. Sha Money XL, we did the whole Book of Ali, and we did that in about, like, the music was done probably in like a week and a half.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
I gotta get on my Stephen A right now, man. I'm telling you. Damn.
Yeah, that's how it was. Like,
damn. I'm gonna say.
When we did the joint, he sent me like two joints, and then I sent it back. I sent it back the next day, cut up. He was like, "Dang, sent the other." I was like, "Yeah, like, I don't play. When it's time to work, it's time to work." You know what I mean? I cut off all outside noise. Everything get cut off, and then it's like, here, let's go. You know what I mean? So it was like, we did the Book of Ali, that was, it was done. You know what I mean? Like, and he, that's why I said he's so, you know what I mean? He's so underrated.
Facts.
But
facts.
If you put him in a battle where he playing joints, it's going to be crazy.
He definitely got some joints to blow heads off, for real.
I got to say, if I had to pick a producer that I feel is just so underrated, and I'm like, yo, the minute he get on, it's just going to be a problem. I can't that's actually a good one, to be honest with you. Because you got a lot of guys out here that's making, like, good music, like Justice League. Nobody brought them back into the
Don. What? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Them dudes is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get
they
busy.
Joints. They get busy. But if I had to, it would be Bangladesh. I'm telling you, man. A lot of Bangladesh. Dudes, I feel like they don't even give him his props. Like, I got joints that I was listening to, and I'm like, yo, he made that? Like, he did Millie for Lil Wayne.
Yeah, well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got, because you got to, because what happens is, when that's the problem when you chase the big fish instead of getting a consistent fish flowing upstream. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you chase the big fish and all that, then after the big fish, that's it. When the big fish can't produce no more, it's over. So when you get a consistent, a fish that flows upstream consistently, you're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say you're supposed to align yourself, like align yourself with the artist.
Wow.
As a producer, align yourself with an artist that's able to take you there, able to adapt, you know what I mean?
No question. No question. Word, man. But speaking of that, man, being that we on the music thing, man, like, you know, me and Vague was talking earlier, man, about, you know, now everybody want to be awoke now. Like, it took a guy like Robert Kraft to donate, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of masks to New York State to wake, like, these black millionaires and billionaires up. And now
and billionaires.
You know what I mean? Vague, elaborate a little bit more on that.
No, like, it's like I posted. I was just like, you got black and brown people where that's it, that is affecting. Not saying they targeting us, but it's just that we have to look at ourselves and say, yo, look, this is our wake-up call to start getting healthy and doing what we got to do. So knowing that, now, like I said, we live in a city with black and brown billionaires and millionaires, because when I posted it, I know everybody, like, the first thing they would have said was, well, Robert Kraft is a billionaire. Well, Jay-Z's a billionaire, too. He brags about it a lot. So,
100%.
And Puff is what's better than one billionaire, too?
Yeah.
Especially when they got the same hue as you.
Word.
So if my people is being hurt,
the animal.
You know what I'm saying? If we got the same, now, so now we looking at that like, okay, we got billionaires with the same hue as us. So
100%.
why we got to rely on a white man from New England? Ain't got nothing to do with New York City.
Yeah.
Frankly, he could be like, screw them. They beat me for two championships. They rounded
man,
two
again, man, you know what it is.
I ain't giving mass to that city. Screw that.
Word them over.
You know what I mean? Well, he sent the Jet, the Patriot joint. You know what I mean? 1.5 million masks and all that. Took care of his town and didn't say, yo, look, I got y'all. Don't even worry about that.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, like,
at least Steph was trying.
And they blocked him. And they blocked him. And I hate the fact that they do Steph.
Who blocked him? Who?
The government, man. I mean, because one, it was coming from China at a sensitive time. You know what I mean? And I don't think it was the N95 mask, though.
Yeah,
it was just some regular masks. But they prefer right now is the N95 mask, because it's a lot of people. What's going on is, like, a lot of vendors are trying to give masks to first responders, but it's not the proper mask.
Yeah, but, so it's like, nah, we ain't just taking any mask.
It ain't just gonna take any mask.
Get that 95. So I'm like, So like yo, like Hov, Puff, you know what I mean? The Nas's and all that. Like y'all getting money now. Y'all got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Y'all got a lot of money. So every like each borough got a rapper damn near that's worth tens to hundreds of millions. Each borough.
100% right.
Each, you know what I mean? Each borough. You can name a borough and I can put an artist with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, so y'all supposed to take care of that. Then y'all want to jump. Now y'all want to jump on the front line and all that. Like, nah, I'm good. Like, y'all, that's what I'm saying. Like, what you selling? Like, that's how I look at it. Like, when you sent me the Puff joint, I was like, yo, what he selling?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's selling Unity, kid. He's like, yo, he got the crazy lineup. Matter of fact, they on tonight right now, but we doing what we do right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'm good on that. Like,
no
question. Like, come on now. Like, now y'all want to sell. You want to act like you the solution when y'all the problem?
Yeah, 100%.
But you know what, though? You got to look at it as like, and not for nothing, like you said, you know, this is a point where the city needs help and everything. And shout to Robert Kraft for looking out. And shame on the city for not wanting to take these masks, even though they're coming from China. Shame on them because we need them. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at it.
Coming from China. Every last one of them going to come from China.
Right. You know like, I mean? We got stuff that's made in China right now that's on its way over here, man. Every day, export that we use. And not for nothing, they must know something. They ain't not in quarantine anymore. They're the first country to come back up out of it.
I guarantee
you. They need that 95, though.
Yeah, they definitely need the 95 mask, N95 mask. But I guarantee you flip something upside down in your crib right now where you are, and it was probably made in China.
Yeah.
100%.
This Apple computer I'm talking to you on.
Word to mouth. You know what I'm saying?
I got the little Spalding joint made in China.
This is what I'm saying. Everything made in China, kid. They in our pockets heavy. You know what I mean?
This thing backed them down a little bit because they're like, oh, shit is real.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all. Like y'all on the front line, like if y'all gonna be on the front line, like that's what don't use like you because you worse than them. Like I said, it go back to like you using your people, man.
Yeah.
Like you using your people, you know what I mean? Like come on. Oh, let me get involved because it's a lot of publicity in this. Like that's whack. That's whack.
Vague, I'm gonna tell you, man. I've been saying this about. And I hate to say it because I like Jay-Z as far as some of his music. He hasn't really given us a Hot 97 freestyle in a while, and that really hurts me because I'm like, yo, you know what? It's like we're not worth it. We the fans that put you up there, you know, when nobody was really messing with you. But one of the things that always bothered me about him is that he always come back to the hood when it's time to sell something, like you said. Like when they was coming back with the Ford. Remember he had that hue color, that Jay-Z blue. With Ford, now all of a sudden, now they want to sell the Fords to the hood. When the Nets was moving from New Jersey to Brooklyn, he was the main reason why a lot of that stuff went down the way it did because he was selling it to us.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah.
Come on, you know, man.
I always say that. He moved this, that's what I said. You moved the people in, so the Russians, I mean, you Max. Moved your people out. You know what I'm saying? Now they can't even afford to live in the place they work in.
I got to say, that's a fact, man. But shout to Robert Kraft. And you know what? The way it's hitting the city right now, I just hope that when this is over, because it will be over soon. It'll be over. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but it's going to be over. And when it is.
Yeah, cancel the year.
So summer's over. Yeah, summer's over. It's part of the school year next year. Starting is over already.
Yeah, Christmas canceled. This
for facts, Christmas definitely canceled. Part of the problem is that they so short on masks that even if they order masks now, like they only allowing certain people to buy masks, like me and you, Pop,
right.
or Vague, we can't just go out and purchase masks or any gloves or anything that got to do with anything medical right now because they reserving it for hospitals and everything like that. Now, the problem is that these vendors is overseas. So even if you buy it now, you still got to wait like 10 to 14 business days for it to get here. And that's right. What the problem is. Like, I was on a call with, Congress yesterday. And He had to go in his, Congressman Meeks, shout out to Congressman Greg Meeks, man. He had to go in his own pocket to buy masks. Like, the government isn't even giving him the money to do it right away. You know what I mean? It's like they purposely starve in New York, man, like knowing that people going to die every day. You know what I'm saying? They purposely holding back on us for whatever reason, man. And
so it's a bigger plan, then.
Yeah,
of course,
100%.
It's always been that, though. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like my thing is, see, what I try to tell people is that, and this goes back to, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying it like you know what I mean. But it goes back to, like I said, like if you run your offense. If you run your offense to a T, then there's no defense that can stop you.
Come on, that's Phil Jackson stuff, kid.
I'm just telling you, this is what it is. If you run the offense, listen, what Mike used to say, Mike say, look, we're gonna hunker down on defense, we're gonna run our offense, and we're gonna stick to the game, we're gonna be all right. That's what Mike always said.
Because
if you run your offense, that's what I'm saying, like you gotta run. We gotta run our offense, and then we ain't gotta worry about, you know what I'm saying, like what they trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Because then it wouldn't be able to affect us. Like if everybody was eating healthy right now, or living healthy, you know what I'm saying? Then this shit wouldn't be nothing for us,
right?
And that's why I always say you gotta watch the move. That's why I always tell people you gotta watch the move before the move. You know what I'm saying? Like so. That's why I said. That's why I said that. I said it a while ago. Because soon as I said, "Yo, it's gonna be something that attacks the respiratory, really." Because I said, "Look at them. They going hard on trying to shut vaping down. They don't even talk about vaping no more."
Yeah, nah.
But before the corona joint, like a month before the corona joint, they was like, "Nah, shutting vaping down. No vaping. No vaping." You know what? Like our people don't vape. like that ain't for us. Our people don't vape. They letting them know, look, we about to unleash something. So y'all gonna have to have some healthy lungs when this thing come out. So we need our people to be safe. So what I'm saying is they running their offense. So you can't get mad at them for running their offense. They getting their people in line. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They like, yo, look, we shutting down vaping because we need y'all to have healthy lungs for this thing that we about to unleash.
And better yet,
that's what I'm saying. So our people that's in power. Which was really the hip hop leaders that we look to, you know what I mean? We supposed to run our offense and say, "Yo, listen, everybody get their stuff in order because this is what's coming."
I tell you this. First off, shout out to the Oddcast, man. I gotta say this. There was a couple other things that was going on as well. Ooh, you had a lot of CEOs stepping down from businesses. You had a lot of people unloading stock, a lot of congressmen running for cover. But they was all getting ready for this a while back. And they knew how bad that this was going to be, you know. And I look at it now, it's the leadership, man. It's the leadership. Listen, the worst thing that could happen if you the leader, right, is for you to say, "I don't take no responsibility." You are the responsibility because you the leader. You feel what I'm saying? So for us to have a president in office right now, that's like, you know what? This has nothing to do with me. I had no idea. I don't want to hear that. Yeah. I don't want to hear that. And how could I follow somebody that's like that? How could I? And you know what? And like I said, for people to even sit there and try to justify this now, it's like, come on, man. He knew he could have did a lot more. He didn't do much. Like, even when you look at the powers that be, like de Blasio and Cuomo, these dudes didn't start making a move till March. They was telling us about this in January. Come on. If you give me a week, I'm unstoppable. A month, I'm impeccable. And you mean to tell me the mayor and the governor, because they had so many things, supposedly so many things going on, that they couldn't really get this together a little bit better? They couldn't have these testing sites ready a little bit better? You see what it was doing to China. You see what it was doing to Italy. You mean to tell me you had to wait for it to get here to buy it? That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man.
My thing is...
healthcare system.
Yeah, but see, that's my thing is that we still... What I'm saying is still goes back to our people. Like what I'm saying is you already know what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not gonna stop. What they doing is what they doing. Like we can't just keep we can't just keep worrying about what they doing.
That's a fact.
We got to get our house in order.
Facts.
I mean, we get our house in order, they won't be doing what they doing because it won't take, it won't have no effect on what we do.
Facts.
And that's the thing. They do stuff because they know it's going to have an effect on what we do. But if we just sticking to what we got to do,
yeah,
then that's it. Ain't no, it don't matter what anybody else doing.
They saying it's them 5G towers, kid.
Man, I'm tired of all this shit. You know what I mean? Look.
Listen,
man.
When we in the studio, listen. We got to hear enough of this. You should hear J.O. Oh, my God. Shout out to DJ J.O. J. He'd be like, yo, you won't believe what happened. Yeah, I know you're going to believe me.
It's the 5G towers, kid.
Listen, so like I'm saying, so 2G was good, 3G was good, 4G was good, but the 5? Come on. I'm leaving my shorty. She cheated on me with 3 men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what happened to the first time and the second time was cool? So it's the third one that take you over the top. You know what I mean? So it's the third one that take you over the top. Like, nah, it's the third one, man.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, so, like, my thing is this now. So for all those people, right, for everybody that's like, yo, it's the 5G. So then cancel all your phone and cable service then.
Yeah, throw that microwave out.
Cancel all of that. Moments. That's what I'm saying. Throw the microwave out. Cancel all of that then.
Take both of them phones off your hips.
So that's why I was like, yo, that's what I'm saying. It's like, bro, that's why it's like when I was young, a kid, and I watched Superfly, and one part that I never will forget, the one part is when he was like, yo, you get all those people that you talking about, y'all come down here, and I'll be ready to throw down against Whitey with you. Until then, stay the fuck on my face with that. Man. You understand? Like,
tell you about radiation, got them earbuds in their ear, them wireless Jones.
Still like no. This, yo. Yeah, check it out, yeah. like, that's what I'm saying. Like, and I'm trying to tell people, they're like, nah, they doing it. I'm like, listen, if they wanted to hide something from y'all, like, if they wanted us to really, if they wanted the world to be in a mass panic,
yeah,
all they have to do is clip the internet.
Facts. Niggas lose their mind when their IGs go down.
What? When the IG go down for 2 hours, everybody's hitting everybody phone like, yo, son, your shit working? Your shit working? My shit not working. I can't even.
They be like, yo, wait, what you talking about?
Yeah, if IG go down tomorrow during the premier RZA battle,
yo,
niggas going to be furious.
They going to be like, this is a
yeah,
conspiracy.
They're like, nah, see, you got to watch what the 1%ers is doing. They know better. I'm telling you. And I'm like, I said, yeah, okay, so you mean to tell me Steve Ballmer going, he know the world going to end tomorrow, he's going to spend $400 million
on that new arena.
Yeah. I'm going to just spend $400. I ain't going to have no people. I'm going to spend $400 million on a new arena.
The forum, facts.
Yeah, well, like.
Well, you know what, though? And that's one of the keys. And you know what? And we giving away a lot of jewels today. That's one of the keys to amassing wealth is to see what's going on and capitalize on it. But more and more means capitalize it and bring it back to our communities. That's where it's like the disconnect. You know what I mean? Like, we got to capitalize. We got to make this bread, and we got to bring it back to the community to make the community better. You feel what I'm saying?
Question.
We got to do those kind of things. Like, yeah, we still haven't crossed that yet. You know, that's probably the part that lets me down the most.
Because the people with fear the people with fear is the ones that get the money. The people with no fear don't get the money. You understand? Mm. Like, they get fear, they get comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, come on. They don't want to cause no waves. Like, the Jay-Z's and the Puffy's, they don't want to cause no waves. They live comfortable. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to cause no waves. Like, and I get it. Like, it's different. Like, if you got people out here dying that's fighting for themselves.
Facts.
But once I see my people fighting for themselves, then yeah, I'm going to fight for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I don't see you fighting for yourself, then why would I fight for you? And I know you're not going to fight for yourself. But if I see my people out here dying and they fight, like, come on. Like, why not put, like, come on, man. Y'all can have every, y'all can lock down the boroughs, man. Y'all can lock down the boroughs.
Y'all got enough.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't want to believe the truth, kid.
And that's the thing. They got enough. And it's not even, I don't even like comment on people's money or whatever. But yeah. It's just once you make it public, you make it public. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But like I'm tired of hearing people say something and not see those same people do something.
Facts.
Like, stop trying to sell us stuff, man. Stop trying to sell us stuff, man. Like you got more money than Roger Goodell? Okay, you the shill. The black people, your people are your lead. We are your lead, man. Nah, you understand?
Take care of us, man. Take care.
Be a commissioner to your people. 100%. Don't just come in front of your people when you're selling something. Or just to tell the people, oh, look how successful I am and look how not successful you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need y'all to move out of Brooklyn so we can build this arena that y'all.
Oh, Vague ain't never going to let him live that down, boy.
I'm not letting none of them live it down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, these same people colluded against me. So, nah, I don't care about the fuck that.
Facts.
Now they need to understand. People need to understand. Y'all put the wrong people in power. And 100%. Then look at y'all leaders. Look 100%. At the people that y'all call leaders. They ain't leading nothing.
Word.
Facts.
That's
they just leading you to the store. They just leading you to the store to buy their product. Can we get some Sean John N95s? Can we get some Sean John?
Word, that'll be fly right now. Word the mama.
Some N95 ski masks or something. That'd be
word.
Cool. Can we get some Sean John N95s? Come on.
Word. Facts.
Can the people get some? Can the drinkers get some Ciroc 95s?
Hey,
you know what I gotta say though. On another side of that though, they do put their money in the hands of the government. Is that how Jay-Z said it? And the government didn't do it. That's what he said, Ali. Look, that's Ali. Like, hell,
I don't
want to
hear none of that.
Nothing from none of them guys, bro. I ain't mad at.
I hear you. Huh? I hear you. I would say this. I would think that the government is placing sports over the economy right now when it comes to saving lives. Because when you look at it, they're getting these guys test kits. They making all kind of ways for them to still do their job safely.
No. It's not. You know, it's not. It's not the government. It's them. It's the league. It's Adam Silver. It's them billionaires that saying, "Yo, look. We gonna go to these private companies that the government not dealing with, because they got red tape. So we gonna spend our money to get this. We gonna get they doing what they supposed to do for their people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's you understand?
Yeah. And it's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because he's right. Because remember, everybody was up in arms when the Utah Jazz and OKC players got tested right then and there before they even left the arena. But meanwhile, you got Joey that going to the hospital. He going to the emergency room. They can't test him. He got a fever of 103, and then they send him home, and then he die a week later because they let him know that he had coronavirus. You know what I mean? It just was an unfair playing field. But like Vake said, these is billionaires going to their private companies that the government won't deal with. You know what I mean? To get the things that they need before the people that actually need it. You know what I mean? And it's sad, yo.
And that's how it's supposed to be done. I'm not mad at them for doing that. That's what I'm saying. But we have to operate with our color people. We have to operate with our color people as if we are an entity.
Right.
So if you are the one in power, then you operators, yo, my color people. These are the dollars that are supporting the things that the products that y'all putting out. We make things move. We make these white people love we make them love it. They fall in love with our culture. Nah. And y'all not even doing nothing. Y'all not even doing nothing with the culture. Y'all not even doing nothing but just selling product to your people, and y'all not doing nothing for your people while your people are dying, man.
They out here dying, man.
And y'all not doing nothing.
Rest in peace to Dave Edwards, man. Rest in peace, Lee Green. Rest in peace, You know what I mean? A lot of people that you know what I'm saying? Jermaine.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace to the 50 transit workers.
50 transit workers.
The number is now at 50 New York City transit workers that are now deceased because of this coronavirus. And shout to New York City transit workers. Oh. They're doing it, what they got to do. The healthcare workers are fighting a battle that I don't even, it's like almost unfair. It's mountain, and there's nothing that they could do about it. You have all of these city agencies that they sit here and they've deemed them essential employees, and yet and still they got them, they're sending them out to slaughter. It's like being pawns in a chess game. It's like you really don't matter. We only going to use you for this piece to put you here and put you there. It's really sad.
Like they said, man, essential is just a nicer way of just saying sacrificial. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Word.
Like, yo, y'all, we on the front line. I'm out here every day. You on that front line. You see them bodies getting put in those trucks every day.
Word, man.
And some of these numbers are ridiculous. 700 and 800 in a day for the past 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. And shout out to my man Gary, man, at St. John's Hospital, man. He the guy that runs the morgue for my union, man. And he if it's 115 bodies that was expired in that hospital that day, chances are he dragged out 113 of them and put them in that truck, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
what does that do to the psychological aspect of your life? You know what I mean? And it's crazy, man. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, you see it. You see them. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like it's just, like I said, but it's like Malcolm said, man. Malcolm said, yeah. Well, like Malcolm said, what he said, you get this, it's the joints you gave me too. It's like, the so-called Negro leaders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He said, look, these athletes, musicians and stuff, he's like, they're not the leaders.
Facts.
He's like, they're not leaders because once they get enough money, they get a comfortable way of living, and why risk it all?
100%. 100%, kid.
Damn.
You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is, like, the wrong people are in power, man. Yeah. It's time they be called to the forefront, man.
That's a fact.
I think we always giving them passes. We always giving them passes.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, we always giving them passes. Like, nah, he cool. No, it's not cool. It's not cool, man. Like, especially when you could do life changing things and you're not.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't want to hear about. I don't care. I don't want to hear about expensive watches and all. I don't want to hear about none of that.
Facts.
Because when it really counts, you're not doing nothing for the people that purchase your products. So I don't want to hear about. I don't want to hear about yacht parties and all that. I don't want to hear about none of that. You know what I'm saying? When you're not doing what you're supposed to do. When you're not really showing the real leadership.
Facts.
And staying quiet. I ain't hitting nobody. They ain't speak out. None of them spoke out till just now.
Yeah.
Till just now.
None of them.
I ain't hear from none of them. I don't care about no. That's what I'm saying. Like, where it's like. You know what I mean? Like, I get it, but it's like, and that's why when, you know, like, when they like, yo, you know, like the battling and all that, I'm like, I get it, but I'm like, I don't just want to see y'all on, like, battling. I want to see y'all make moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all in power. I want to see y'all make moves, man. The Jewish people is like, whatever. I hear y'all, but business going on as usual.
Yo, did you see them in the streets in Brooklyn the other day?
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
No regards for the law, son.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, part of it is, like what I'm saying is part of it is saying, like, yo, y'all got, like, they bugging. You know what I'm saying? But then the other part of it is like, yo, listen. Now, we gonna get inside in a little bit, but we just wanted to show y'all our strength first. To let y'all know, like, we don't care about none of that, none of them badges and all that, whatever y'all flashing. I just want to show y'all our strength first.
Right.
Then we'll go inside.
Facts. And for those that are listening, man, to the podcast right now on Bars and Hoops Radio, the number to call in is 516-206-0711, man. We're talking about the whole coronavirus pandemic. We're talking about sports, and we're talking about millionaires and billionaires in New York State that are of our hue, African-Americans, that hasn't decided to do anything until now with their money. What's your thoughts on that? Again, the number to call in is 516-206-0711. Word, man. But back to the sports aspect of things, man. Like, it really seems like they're pushing to have these athletes play a game, kid. Like, yeah, in the next coming. 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, it's coming. But you know what? I'm going to keep it a buck. I would say this, it's crazy, because I would say this no matter who was on the joint, if I'm Adam Silver, the way I would do it, right?
Yeah.
I would either, if it's not enough time to play enough games, I'm either going, and this might be whatever, I would either crown the Milwaukee Bucks as the champion.
What?
Or I would have the Lakers, or I would just have the Lakers and the Bucks play a series.
I know it's a cat.
Shut up, crowning the Bucks.
No, what I'm saying, you know why?
Because they have the best record.
But it's a two-way. But what I'm trying to tell you is, it's a two. The reason why I would probably just play. I would let the Bucks and the Lakers play.
Yes.
I would take them. I would quarantine them. Take them to a place and let them play. I would let them play the championship series.
How Jason Williams said on a cruise boat.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, that's just two teams. I would take two teams. You could take them anywhere and let them play. I let them play a championship series. And what I would do, the reason why I would do that is because a long term effect is it would make people value the regular season, because not knowing what can happen. Facts. And say, you know what? We ain't just gonna play around with the regular season no more, because this is how a champion could be crowned with the best record. That's something you would do, and it would make them be like, you know what? All that low management and all that, they'll stop that, because they'll be like, you know what? We got to get this record, and that's what I would do, because it would send that message, and you wouldn't have to worry about players doing all that resting, low management stuff no more, because they'd be in their mind like, you know what? Because this
give it to the crown to Milwaukee Bucks. LeBron James was like,
"Oh, we got a caller. We got a caller calling in." He's like, "Bars and Hoops Radio, the podcast. Who's this? The podcast on Bars and Hoops Radio. Who's this?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Union Square. What's good,
man? Union Square. What's good, champ?
Union Square. What it is? You hear me? It's the better one.
Can we hear you? Yeah, we hear you, Tiny. What's up, bro?
That was good, man. How y'all feeling, man?
Man, how you feeling?
We good. We good. How you feeling?
I'm on the recovery stages right now, man. I'm on my way back to being myself in a minute.
No question.
Gotta go back to the doctor and get it checked, and hopefully get all this out of my system.
No question.
I'm walking now, so I even got my breath back.
That's what's up.
I'm walking back and forth and stuff.
I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor.
Let me tell you something, man.
What's up?
Yo, I just got to speak on the experience that I've been through.
Yeah, talk about it.
Yeah, the experience that I've been through. And, yo, for real, worrying about other leaders' feet, it didn't matter to me. None of that mattered to me. I didn't care who was in charge. I don't care what hero was out there. None of that mattered to me. None of that. Because what I was going through by myself and nobody can help me, it was crazy. Because I literally, man, I'm not even exaggerating. I almost died. I felt like I almost died 3 times.
Wow.
And it wasn't nobody that could do anything for me.
Wow.
Nobody. So to be up there worried about whoever in charge or whoever heroes or whoever y'all looking up to, it don't matter. When you're going through this, you're going through this by yourself.
No question.
I feel sorry for the people that's going through what they're going through by themselves, because when they go to the hospital, they're not letting family members and nobody come in there, and they're there by themselves.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely the rule. That's they say. Once you go in, once you admit it, that's it. They either seeing you
nobody
when you're walking out on your own, or if you're being escorted out another way.
Right?
Wow.
Exactly. So they tried to get me to go to the hospital. I was not going to the hospital.
I refused
to go to the hospital because I felt if I went to the hospital, I was going to wind up being more sicker than I was.
Wow.
So I stayed quarantined in my house for 3 weeks. And you got people that going there. You got people that going. Once you go on that ventilator,
yeah,
that's like pretty much saying you're not coming back.
Wow, that's what they did to Fred the Godson.
Right, they told him the same thing.
Yeah, but they told my Fred the Godson might not make it.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you this, Union Square. First off, I'm glad to even be talking to you, brother. That's just a straight up thing. I'm glad that you know I'm talking to you. And for those that don't know, I had to go through the same thing, man. It didn't take me that far where I felt like I was, like, I don't know. It was a little different for me. It hit me. I didn't know. So I'm walking around, like, with no sense of smell or taste. I don't know what's going on. So at that point, I just said, yo, you know what? I don't know. Maybe I got a little head cold. And then it went into the next phase of, you know, maybe I'm waking up a little more tired than normal. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But it still wasn't as bad. I got to say, now – I feel like I'm back to like 95% of myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it really go ahead, Union Square.
Yeah, I'm about. I would have to say like 75% back to myself. But wow. Yo, what I was going through, it felt like somebody took some bicep strips and wrapped it around my chest and just squeezed the air out of me.
Wow.
You know, made my lungs feel like they were glass. I mean,
wow. Yo,
you don't see people going through it. You know people going through it, right? But y'all don't have no idea on what I was going through at night. At night was the most horrible thing I ever was going through. I couldn't sleep for about like 24 hours. I had to fall asleep for about 5-10 minutes.
Wow.
I was having crazy dreams. Yo, the dreams that I was having seemed so real and so crazy. I couldn't believe this. Yo, this thing right here, this COVID-19, it's serious. You cannot rely and look for somebody out there to help you because it's not happening.
So let me ask you, like, what were you doing to, like, recuperate?
Oh, yo, let me shout you out to, still because you sent the video about the remedy, about the orange pills.
Yeah, okay.
The garlic and everything with the boiled water, I was doing that. And that helped out a lot. Hot showers. You know, you take the hot showers because of the steam.
Mm-hmm.
The steam going in there to open up your lungs, I was doing that. And a lot of hot liquids and a lot of hot soups. Everything, like, almost every day. And believe me, that was a big help.
No question.
That was definitely a big help.
No question,
I'm not even gonna phone on that.
Man, kid, we got to take care of ourselves, man. You know, they always be quick to push the pill to us, man. The same people that create the sickness is the ones that push the cure for you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Pharmaceutical companies out here eating, you know?
And, I got to say, that's a work for me, too.
Dealing with this. After this is over with, I am going to donate some plasma. Because it's supposed to build up some antibodies or something like that, and they want to see how people fought it. If this me doing that can help other people, I'm going to do that.
I commend you, my brother. I commend you on that, man. For real, that's big, Tiny. That's big, man.
Yeah,
that's big of you, man. I'm glad to hear that you're doing better, man. You sound better. You know what I mean? You don't be putting no more sad videos up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Live, this guy, man. I couldn't even look. He threw to my whole life. It's changed. I was like, oh, my God. I felt like I lost my girl or something, like, listening to the music. I'm like, oh, nah. Yeah, I can't look at Tiny like this, kid. Word.
I had to do that, man. Yo, listen, man. That was something that had to be done, man. People have to really see what people are going through. If you don't see what people are going through, you really don't get the full effect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's This thing, man, scared me to death, man. I'm not even going to lie to you, man. It scared me to death because I really thought some nights I was not going to make it through.
Wow.
And it wasn't nothing I can do.
Yeah, they say that 80% of the people are going to come in contact with this virus in some way, shape, form, or fashion, kid. It's just going to hit certain people a different way. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Depending on how your system is built. You know what I mean? You're going to come across it because it's, they ain't want to tell people it's in the air, man. It's in the air, kid.
It's airborne,
surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it's in the water.
Definitely in the water. They found it in the sewer.
They found it in the sewer?
Yeah, it's in the water.
It's in the water.
Yo, let me tell you how bad it is. At my job, because you know I work in a nursing home, right?
Yeah.
At least 20-something people, some 20-something residents died this week. That they had to shut down one unit.
Wow.
Out of all the floors, so the whole unit is shut down. Not only that, I had a coworker who got sick last week, and she died 2 days ago.
Wow.
Wow.
This is how serious this thing is, man.
Same thing with me. All right,
man.
I had a coworker.
I'm not gonna hold the time up, but I'm gonna let y'all go. But yo, I'm listening, and the quality and the sound sounds great.
Thank you, Tiny Man. We appreciate you, bro, man. We on it on Sunday, kid. You know what I mean? And every moving forward, this is how we gonna rock on the radio, man. You know, so we gonna get back up and running, man. It took a little time for us to figure it out, but we got it now, man. We gonna keep pushing. You heard? But get better, my right, brother, man. We gonna see you when we see you. You heard?
All right, yo. Good looking, man. Yo, Ali Vegas, man. Stay up, pop. No,
nah, we do, baby. Better. Meditating and motivating. All
right, Tiny.
All right.
All right.
Ah,
wow.
That's something to hear, man.
Yeah, kid. I mean, listen, man.
That's something you got to hear, man.
Got to fight, kid. You got to fight with this, man. And if you ain't building your system up, it's curtains.
Yeah, you know, I just told you, you know, I just had to drop my brother some food because he got it. You know what I mean?
Word.
So I just had to drop him some food. Like, it's that whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got diagnosed with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because when I was like, damn, man, I ain't hear from him. I was like, damn, I usually hear from my older brother every day. So when I ain't hear from him, I was like, hold up. So he was like, yeah, I'm man down. He couldn't even. And like, he one of them people, like, he like me. Like, if he say something hurt or he say he's sick, I mean, he really sick. Like, because he like one of them, like, was like a level 10 to certain people is like a 2 or like 3 to him.
A level 2 to him.
Yeah, so he like, you know.
Oh,
he
could we got be, another caller. Be. We got okay, another caller.
Let's get it.
Welcome to the R-Cast on Bars and Hoops Radio. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's the Nose Hunter. This is D-Hair, Dez, where?
Dez, what's going on, champ?
Just came in, just calling to show love, man. Well, what's good? What's good, Pop? What's good, Vic?
It's popping. What's going on, Dez? What it is?
Chilling, man. You know, right now, just like I was listening to Tiny, man, we both kind of, like, 95%, like, through with it. You know, this thing is no joke.
Shout out to Dez, swear, because I know that you was out there doing everything and your power, kid, taking all types of supplements and vitamins and natural remedies to get yourself right, kid. I'm on it too, champ. Talk about it.
Man, I got that airborne too, man. Like, man, sometimes I take two a day or whatever. Yeah, or sometimes I take one a day.
Told you.
Apple cider vinegar for those people who are listening.
Come on, man. You got to get that vitamin C.
Or the mother.
You got to vitamin up, man. I always tell people, when you get a cold or something, when you get sick, that's your body being jumped. Right. Your body is being beat like up. Jump, so you got to, you know what I mean? So you got to go get help. You know what I mean? So you got to go get vitamins. You got to vitamin up. I double up on vitamins, oregano oil and all that. I don't play no games.
Oh, I took that too. You know, it's crazy because everybody's symptom was different. Like Pop was talking about, he lost smell and taste, and you know, he just felt like exhausted. Now, me, it was different. Like I was between like probably Pop and Tiny. Like me, I had a sore throat for a couple of days. Like I didn't know what was really going on. I just felt like, okay, maybe I'm just getting a cold or something. This is regular. And then I got a severe sore throat. And then I started getting a fever. Then I started getting tired. Like, I started getting really hot. It was like, let's say the weather was 45 one night, and I'm pouring down sweating. Like crazy. You know how we always be sweating in the studio? Like that. And,
yeah.
That was bizarre.
You can take a shot.
Hey, yo, man.
Yo, the brother, take your shots.
Need that AC in the studio, champ.
even with the AC on, sweating. But but you know what? Like, the body aches were the worst thing, man. Like, it took me, honestly, it took me about 13 days to recover. Like, I'm talking about, I woke up every day the first 4 days with my lower back killing me, man. I thought it was a kidney. I thought it was muscles. I didn't know what it was. Like, I felt like an old man getting out of bed. Like, I couldn't barely, like, walk. Like,
yo, what is Steel's holding up? A brick?
You got the
turmeric.
That's that turmeric.
Yeah,
I might have some coming in the mail. Might even have it in the mailbox. I got to go outside and check. But
That's that oregano. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I told you. That's what I'm saying. That's 73. P73.
Oh, man. I was eating pineapples. I was dipping oregano oil, like a tablespoon.
I told you about that oregano oil, man. You read up on that, kid. That boy.
I cured myself of MRSA. I used to work in the hospital. I used to be a residential mental health worker. And I caught it through my clothes in the hospital. And what happened was, like, that's the super bacteria. So you get boils all over your skin. And
It'll take body parts off. That MRSA? That MRSA to take that staph infection, right?
Yeah, I had a super staph infection. And then one of my boils got infected and got into my blood. So what happened was I was taking clindamycin, and it wasn't working. It wasn't strong enough because I kept getting all over my legs, my hips. Like, I just kept having outbreaks. So I started taking colloidal silver and eating raw aloe vera, not eating sugar. Uh-huh. And I pretty much cured myself of it in 2008. Never came back.
Shout out to Dennis.
So you're a doctor. There's the doctor now.
Word the mother, kid.
Man, let me tell you,
more than a nose hunter. He's the virus hunter.
Yo, man, it definitely took out my nose, man. It's COVID, man. I had to go and I definitely got nose hunter because I took
a lot of
boiling water. Pineapple. So I took the pineapple skin, lime, salt, and oranges, and I put it inside of water. And what I did is I just inhaled it every day and drunk baking soda and water, because if we all know, baking soda has a lot of properties, you know, for your immune system, your metabolism, and different things. It has a lot. It's very ancient. And I drunk baking soda. It tastes horrible, but that's what kind of got my fever down after 3 days. So, yeah, I was still, you know, not being able to smell and so forth. But
how's your smell now?
I feel almost 100% pretty much. Like, I mean, you know, like, my gland is swollen a little bit, like, you know, like, in my neck. But I mean, I guess my body's still recovering. But I feel 100%. Like, I can go out and
it sound like stuff like that. Depends on who's asking, man. It sound like if it was a female asking, he probably be like, you know, I'm at like 30, 40.
You worked them up. I'm at 30%.
I'm at 30. I'm damn near dying, baby.
Wow. Yeah, nah, Tiny had it the worst, man, because, you know, like I said, man, like, it hits people differently, man. Like that's why, I mean, like, I don't, you know, I, anybody that's really out there, like, smoking cigarettes, man, they got to cut that out, man, because.
No, God. You got to dead that.
Oh, God.
Like, go ahead, still buying them Newports, man.
Man.
I tell you what, here's the deal. I believe your body's made to do three main things: to eat,
yep,
drink, and breathe. And when you start polluting those things, whether it's eating, drinking, or breathing, you're taking a chance. And I think that breathing is the most strongest one, because that it's not like you know, you have things you could drink. You could drink water, or you could drink alcohol if that's what you choose, whatever it is, right? But if you breathe in toxic air and your body's only made to take air in that one way, you could really tear some stuff up, man. You feel what I'm saying?
100%.
Let me tell you something. I went to the tire shop on Linden, right? Linden and Van Wyck.
They was open.
Yo, people outside smoking Black and Miles and stuff like that. I'm like, you know, you know, and the thing about it, as a community, and you know, cigarettes are all bad for you, right? But we smoke the worst cigarettes. Like, I don't know if in our community, people take pride in smoking menthol. Like, I don't even think the average person in our community understands what menthol is and what type of drug it is and what it contains and what it does. And they just do it because I guess it has a taste or something that they like in a cigarette. I have no idea. I've been hearing about that since I was a kid. I've heard people in the neighborhood, older people arguing about, well, these cigarettes is this and that. And I'm like, it's all killing you at the end of the day. My great aunt died from lung, breast, and brain cancer from the lungs.
Wow. Sheesh.
It went from the lungs to the breast to the brain.
Wow.
So, you know, my grandfather had 4 strokes, smoking for 30-something, 40-something years. He just passed away. You know, like I said, man, we have a lot of health issues that now this virus is horrible. It's exposing in our community, man. A lot of us, you know, honestly don't take care of ourselves. Unfortunately.
A lot of us don't take care of ourselves and a lot of us don't listen. You know what I mean? Which brings us to the next point of our agenda, man. Why can't we stay home, bro? Why can't we stay home?
Problem with authority.
Word, kid. Like,
I think it's a little deeper than that, though.
Huh?
I think
we've been oppressed so much. We've been oppressed so much that it's like when you tell us to just like, that's what I'm saying. It's like I said, like people still out here getting in and out of cars, smoking blunts with each other. And you know if you smoking, you know they smoking the good stuff and they coughing. Like how you in the car with like 4 people smoking? That's the corona. That's the corona blunt right there. What are you doing?
Coronavirus.
It's real.
And understand that saliva also transmits the virus.
Yeah, the droplets.
They don't understand, like, the thing about also, too, man, even though, and I agree with you very 100%, but one thing also, too, is we don't take a lot of things seriously because a lot of things we're just not refusing to educate ourselves on. And there's no excuse for it in the 21st century to not be able, we have Google, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can read about anything on the internet. You know what I mean? There's no excuse. It's not like our parents' day where, you know, just to even get somebody's phone number, you had to pull up a yellow phone book.
Facts.
You know, and you had to go read the newspaper.
But you know, common sense is not really that common.
Oh, that's a fact.
I agree.
That's what we lack. We lack common sense. You know what I mean? The basic thing is, it's like my mother always say. My mother always say, anything complicated can be figured out once you simplify it. You know what I mean? So it's like a person might be looking like they're doing a complicated dance, but really they're just doing an electric slide with just the extra move at the end. You know what I mean? So but that's how, like, when you simplify something, that's how you figure it out. You know what I mean? And we always gotta, like, we don't simplify something. We always gotta act complexity to it. You know what I mean? Where we'll be looking like I said, we'll look at, like, yo, the coronavirus. Like, the main thing, we won't take the simple thing. Like I was telling you, like, the simple thing is stay inside. That's the simple thing. That's the whole main ingredient.
Unless
stay inside.
You got vitals, like food.
But we'll be like, no, it's 5G. Like, okay.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Inside. How many of these 5G conversations you guys have had with friends or family or people that you know in the recent days?
I stopped, kid.
Yeah, me too.
I hang up on people. You say 5G, I hang up on you. That's my
that's that 5G.
That's it. Yo, 5G, hanging up.
I had to do it
at the tire shop. I asked the dude the question. I said, bro, we had a cell phone in our pocket since 2002. And we're still able to have children. Let me ask you a question about that 5G. Do you know anybody who has ever had radiation poisoning? No? Okay, so how do you know the symptoms of radiation poisoning?
Wow.
I saw it on Instagram.
Right.
Red pill told me.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, 5G, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, So that's why I said, like, the mixed signals, you know what I mean? The mixed signals, I think, like I said, I think the government failed there. I think social media influences failed there.
Yeah,
because I think the government failed.
5G's got its own issues. 5G itself has its own issues outside of this situation. Nothing to do with the coronavirus, but radiation itself has its own issues. Nobody's talking about that radiation leak in Japan in the power plant. Nobody talked about years ago.
That's still that was years ago. Word.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying they did a disservice by talking about, like, why people don't stay inside. It's like they did a disservice. First of all, like I said, the government did a disservice by saying, oh, only you know what I mean, only older people and underlying conditions could die from it. I think they should have put the fear of God. They should have put the fear of God in everybody. Everybody could die. And then I think when the social media, like the influencers saying, like, yo, oh yeah, they're going back and forth with, nah, ain't no coronavirus, it's 5G. They trying to marshal laws and all that stuff. They should have just said, all right, the bottom line is stay inside. No matter what it is outside, there's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. So stay inside.
But you know,
and that's it.
And Vic, I agree with you because you know what it is, man. We I blame even people in our community, and I'm going back to social media. Like I'm not gonna mention no names, but we have
say names. We say names on this show. I'm
sorry. Yeah, right.
We say names.
Like Sarnetta, the Pills,
man.
You know, those people of that community, Brother Polite. You know, we have.
They eat off of clickbait, man. They eat off of clickbait, man.
Come on now.
They eat off of that. That's how they eat. That's their job.
Yeah, man. I could say Jay-Z and Puffy. I'm going to say names.
Like, what I'm seeing down south is, too, is like Red Pill is trying to get people who have acres of land in Georgia and trying to be a middleman when it comes to business. Now, with me, like, I know, look, I'm not saying it's bad or good intentions in it, but I understand business. I understand how people can try to capitalize off this, like selling water with gold in it and different things like that. Like, people are hustling off of this, man. Like, 100%. I mean, I saw a drive-through hookah spot. You know, people pull up their car to it and with the hookah pipes outside the car. They come to the car with the hookah. Like, I mean, people capitalize in every single way off of it. Like, I know a dude that started a coronavirus cleaning business.
What?
Coronavirus
steam cleans office.
Yeah, I know. I got people that's doing that too. I know people that's doing that. Yeah, people that's doing like deep cleaning and all that. Yeah.
Man, I ain't gonna hold you, Vague. Boy, you know I was up and down that studio with them wipes, some OR wipes. Scared. I'm like this, threw the gloves on. I wipe everything down.
Yep. I'm telling you,
it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yo, I'm in the joint. Like, yo, I'm in the joint with the scrub bubble joint, spraying the car down with the.
Do you have joint. The scrubbing bubbles?
Yes, I'm scrubbing. I'm
got the bottle
of
alcohol in the car peroxide.
Yeah, when I seen that,
down.
Yeah, when I
even when
I seen
gas,
that, I was like,
I pump gas, I got like the alcohol in my hand.
I was like, oh, this disinfectant. Oh, I'm spraying the whole car down with this too. And the scrub. And it's the bubble joint.
Scrubbing bubbles.
Yeah, take that.
Bro, did you see the prices on eBay for Lysol? I saw a 12-pack for $1,000.
I'm good. Kidding.
That's what I'm saying. What people don't understand, it's a lot of things that got disinfectant in it.
Word.
Yeah, cool.
Alcohol.
I seen the Chinese joint. I seen the Asian they had the little dollar store, 99-cent store. They were selling the alcohol, a big bottle of alcohol for $1.
$100?
Yeah, Nina Pineda was like, hold up, is this what? $95? Like, yeah, that's 100% alcohol. You guys, 100% alcohol.
Shit, man, you better put some shit. You know, I mean, and people like, I'm telling you, I tried to, I thought I had a good connection in Puerto Rico. You know that the government shut that, yo, they shut that shit down.
I told you, man. That, yo, I would have been told you. I don't know why you even entertain that or even try to sneak that one in, kid. They not letting nobody get a hold of no type of mask. And even if you did get that from Puerto Rico, somebody could have made those in their backyard or in their basement somewhere. Them joints ain't, you know what I mean? Them joints wasn't guaranteed to be, you know what I'm saying? You could probably blow a match out through them damn masks.
Yeah.
For real.
Those are N91s.
How do you know it's legitimate? You just saw a picture of it. Unless you went to Puerto Rico, touched it, tested it and everything, it could have been the swindle. But I'm just saying.
That's going to be walking around with N88.
Keep that shit. Well, look, I mean, the dude, that dude gave me back the bread, though. So
as long as you got your bread back, kid, because, you know.
No, it wasn't. It was solid. It was just a fact of, like, he was like, yo.
Like, they ain't 20.
You might as well use a bra cup and some handkerchiefs or something.
Like, well, you better off throwing a bandana on, kid. You know what I'm saying? Throw a bandana on, double it up. You know what I mean? And
you
take go for
your hand on. You might as well not even have nothing on. That go right through.
Yeah, my mom's went in Target with the red bandana wrapped around her face like this. I gotta get brilliant.
Oh my God.
Worth the mother, huh?
But you know, old church people don't be trying to hear that.
No, she ain't trying to hear that. And kid, what? My mom's
like, I had to tell her blatantly like that because she had passed. I had to tell her, like, yo, I was like, yo, auntie, I love you, but I'm going to have to curse at you. Stay your ass in the house.
Okay.
I'm like, God got his hands full right now.
Man, even though, we got masks and stuff like that, I got some coming in the mail. The fact of the matter is that it's not foolproof. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still there. You know what I'm saying? It still can see through. It can still, you know, and people don't understand. People are like, people in the Bronx right now, like my friend who just had a child today.
The Bronx is the worst.
His wife just went to St. Barnabas this hospital. They just had a child today. And the wife got a mask on while giving labor, man. Like, it's no joke.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, though, like, I'm telling you, but I mean, still, I can't front. When it first started happening, remember the Bronx numbers was the smooth Queens. Queens was in the red heavy.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Hard-headed people in the Queens. And Brooklyn, hard headed.
Yeah.
Because Queens and Brooklyn
the Bronx
was
is
like.
Worse, man. Like,
huh?
People in the Bronx, the Bronx to me is worse because it's more crowded.
And I don't know. Look at the numbers, man. I don't know. I think it's Queens and Brooklyn got the highest numbers right now.
Yeah, Queens is leading everybody right now, and Brooklyn right behind.
Yeah, that's what I can't say nothing about the BX. Okay.
But we also got to put an equation of people that's not reporting.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just saying. It's an equation with people in Brooklyn and Queens not reporting too, and they still got the highest number.
Word the mother.
And look at Nassau County, Suffolk County, the numbers.
They got a lot. That's what I'm saying. So I mean, I know we bashed the Bronx on everything else, but right now looks like they doing what they supposed to do. You know what I mean?
And they about to mandate everybody in the borough of Queens to get tested. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to put it out there where it's going to be at yet because, you know, that ain't my job to do that, but it's about to be a testing site opening up. They're going to start testing the people in the Jex first in Far Rockaway, and then they're going to move on down the south side to the projects in the south side. Then they're going to move to the housing projects in Queensbridge and Long Island City, and then they're going to go from city to city like St. Albans, Springfield Gardens, Rosedale. They're going to try to get everybody to get tested. Because, you know,
they're doing it to a lot of them areas too, because they know that a lot of
low income, man, low income, and people ain't going to the doctor because they scared of getting the doctor bill. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I mean, it makes more honestly, you know, and I don't like to really, you know, a lot of people are trying to run conspiracies and stuff off of that, man. But honestly, like, those are areas that they know that people congregate a lot. So it's just the basketball hoops and everything out of the parks and all that stuff. They know that people are going to do the opposite.
Niggas was playing 5-on-5.
Facts.
Going in the
middle of a
show.
Pandemic.
Playing ball on each other. And barbecuing.
Word.
Wait till
man, like,
75 degree day.
Like, gonna be like a long game rally, man. Like, yo,
like, when it gets about, I'm going to say, like, at the end of the month, when it starts getting around, like, 75, that's when it's going to be real bad because people really not going to listen.
It's not going to get 75, man. The weather's not going up. It's cold.
Word, you see that?
Summer's over, champ.
Not for a while.
Yeah, it was
April.
It was cold today. Yep. Yeah, it was cold today. I ain't going front. I was in.
It was brick. It was like 46.
Word.
46. I'm like, I got the heat on in the house. The heat is on 80. Yeah.
That's why everybody always be like, "Yo, when you gonna take your scarf off?" I'm like, I said my scarf come on when school start, and it don't go off until the first barbecue. Factual.
But right now, man, I mean, yo, who ate all their food rations?
Man, listen.
What
man,
you trying to say, man?
Listen. I tried the quarantine life here, man. First day, ran through half of the quarantine snacks and everything. I'm like, yo, I can't go outside for 10 minutes without getting chaotic in.
Nah, I'm good. I try to tell people, man, listen. Like I said, when I went to the supermarket like one time, lady was like, the lady's like, yo, she's like, you don't need no cart? I'm like, lady, I'm black. I'm going to get this peanut butter. I'm going to go get
y'all got
this
mad shit. Peanut butter in the house.
And that's it. I'm good. I'll be all right. I'm good.
Word.
Peanut butter and jelly. I always make sure I'm stocked up already. Like, I don't wait till something happens. I usually keep everything stocked up before I even, you know what I mean? Like, man,
I got peanut butter and oatmeal.
Yeah, we go get everything on sale. So I go get the stuff on sale. So, like, I already have stuff stacked up. You know what I mean? When we go buy stuff by the sale. Like, yo, look. I'm like, yo, ma, look, this is this. I'm going about to go grab some vegetables. Get the sale.
We act like we don't know people that have been incarcerated.
Yeah, you know how that go.
And that's a totally different type of food they eating.
Man, they making grilled cheese.
You know what I'm saying? With their paper bags and making grilled cheese with paper bags and all that.
They ferment their own liquor.
Put the fruits in the bottle and putting it in the toilet bowl to keep it cool. Like, nah, kid, don't get like Ellen on here, kid.
Right now, man.
Don't let us give you the donkey, kid. Acting like Ellen DeGeneres out here, like talking about prison and regular.
Yeah, he just took it to prison. Like,
Ellen went overboard.
Yeah,
Ellen shot herself in the foot.
Yeah, man, but you know. On a more serious note, though, man, people not staying inside. People still doing things they ain't supposed to be doing. And there's a lot of people out here walking around infected and don't even know it. You know what I mean? But the problem was that you couldn't get tested if you wasn't having any symptoms. You know what I mean?
The shortness of breath.
Unless you was about to die, your fever was just out of control. They wasn't really messing with you. So, you know,
and
now.
I guess people are warning, too, for the listeners. I just want to give a warning to the listeners, too. Even though you beat this, if anybody who's had this, 300,000 people around the country that had that recovered, even though you have recovered, you can also get it a second time. And there's other strands of it out there. So a lot of people, you still are not out the, you know, woods yet. You know, don't take it for granted because you recovered and then you can do anything you want. You still should take the same precautions.
Yeah, life is going to be different for a lot of us, man, for a long time, kid.
Oh, this is perfect for me because I don't like being around motherfuckers anyway.
Yo, you know how this is going to be in the strip club now, son? They're going to be just...
Strip club? Oh,
down.
16 million people filed for unemployment, champ. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
You know how many fans only pages are starting up now?
Gonna have virtual lap dances.
That's gonna be your strip club.
Throw a Bitcoin at her.
You already know, and that's luck, man. That's all following that one world order anyway. Bitcoin been doing all right since then.
That's it.
Now it's changed. Virtual dances. Word. Facts. Word up, man. How much time we got left in the show, man?
Yeah,
about a half an hour left, man. We definitely got half an hour left, man. We've been going for a minute too, man. Word, man.
I see everybody yawning and all that. They're like, yo,
oh, man. Yeah, we can cut it short, man. Definitely cut it short, though, man. You know what I mean? But, you know, this was definitely a nice little test run, man, to make sure that, you know what I mean, we back up and running as a station, man. You know, me and Vague been trying to do this for the past couple of weeks. I felt bad, man, because, you know, it's real hard trying to work out the crib and, attended with my son, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and all that. And we was having real conversations, you know what I mean?
It'd be frustrating at times, kid. Like, I'm glad my son is asleep now, kid, because it was like hell like 3 hours ago, man. He was in here wilding. I'm like, yo, I'm thinking he was sick the way he was crying, but he just was tired, man. You know what I mean? And he ready to go to sleep. His lungs working crazy now, you know?
Yeah. That's what happens, man. Listen, every generation, you know, every generation has identification. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So, like, what I'm saying is, like, you have, like, the crack era. You know what I mean? You had the 90s. You had the AIDS. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, this is, like, the millennial. Like, this is, that's what this is, the coronavirus. Like, this is your generation identification.
Okay. You got people already buying tickets to go to Mars now. Like, they trying to dip.
Word. Yeah, I'm good on that.
Safe. That was Dez. He just hung up.
Yeah, that was Dez, man. Shout out to Dez for calling that kid for sure.
He just hung up. Like, he just left. Like,
yeah. Yeah, blowing my high.
He's like, that's it. I'm out of here.
Where's the mother, man? So, Pop, this is what we doing on Sunday, champ. So far, so good.
Let's get
clarity
it.
Clarity is there.
Can y'all hear this?
Yes, indeed.
Hilarious. Okay.
He's dialing on me.
Y'all done changed my background like 6 times.
I know. We saw it. I seen it. I saw it, kid.
I just invested in a green screen, so I should be here next week.
Yeah, you got the perfect setup for the green screen, kid. Mine's is like wide open, wild, wild west, and it really around. It ain't going to stay up. He like this. He tugging on everything, kid. I can't even sip a drink in front of him without him, like, throwing his hand out there. Like, yo, look, what's that?
Yeah, exactly. Ain't no playing.
Word. For real.
Wait till you start walking. Ooh, whoa. Wait till you start walking. That. Pick everything up and duct tape the edges of the desks and the table.
Yeah, kid. Yeah, I can't wait for that, though, kid. I definitely can't wait for that, man.
Yeah, walking and climbing, it's a wrap once you start doing that.
Yeah, facts. He don't know how that ground feel yet, man. He don't know how unforgiving the ground is yet, man.
Yeah, you're gonna be on edge, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And trust me, I remember the first time when Braylon started walking, he fell. And when he fell with, like, you know, they don't catch themselves with hands and stuff. Like how, you know, because they still small, they ain't get that strength. He hit the floor so hard. Bow! Hit his tooth right on the freaking floor, kid. Mm. He rolled over crying and his teeth was bleeding. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that was a bad feeling, kid.
Bro. You're like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
What in the hell has happened? Like, so
trust me,
this is only the beginning, son. And now he front flipping off the couch. Can't keep him off the arm of the couch. Can't keep him off the arm of the couch.
Once they fall, crazy. You can't tell them nothing after that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Can't tell them jack.
But listen, man, on a lighter note, man, you know what I mean? We about to get some form of sports back, man. They're about to start doing this horse competition, you know what I'm saying? For the comfort of their own crib.
I can't. Yeah, you know. Somebody just threw a tomato at Adamson. Yeah.
Because they're doing it in their own homes. Like, that's not horse. I want to see y'all on the same court. Like, if it's 4 or 5 people, get them tested and move them to a gym and let them play each other. Like, come on.
Yeah, okay. It's real.
See what happened to the XFL, right?
Yeah, they shut them down. It's done. Really.
That hurts, man. I know because they had it. It looked like they had it right this time.
Yeah, they did. But this coronavirus came through.
It
messed up everything, kid. Messed up all the money, kid. For real, man. Word,
that shit broke everything. That shit set people back. Like, yo.
Unk your couch, nigga. Like, where the mother? Yo, but on another note, man, fellas, man, I appreciate the conversation tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Vague, you already know, kid.
Yeah, we on it.
We on it. You know what I'm saying? Pop.
Yo, let's get
Sunday,
you know
we back at it again, kid. What you doing? You setting up that agenda? I know, man, I got my what happened to that boy already. I already got that lined up.
Yo, trust me when I tell you, man, I was freaking sitting in here getting all the texts that everybody was sending, and I was just like, yo, it's going to be, yo. It's, yeah. You know what? We thinking there's nothing going on. It's a lot,
it's a lot going on. Yeah, it's a lot going on, kid.
Yeah, it's real out here. Going on,
man. It's popping out here, man. For real. Uh-huh. It's getting crazy.
Yeah,
man.
So we on it.
Yeah, we on it, kid. So, fellas, man, on that note, man,
yo,
I sign off for the R-Cast for tonight, man. For those that did listening live on the station, man, thank you for checking in, man. Pop, good looking for jumping on with us, man, just to make sure that everything was good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. I know you're like, you ready to go to sleep now. Word up, man. But on another note, man, fellas, man, I want to tell y'all, man, good looking again, man. And, you know, next week is another episode, man.
Yes, sir. All
right. Hi, y'all. Peace.
Everybody take your life. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.